Prepare now for some great spring fishing. We're changing out our fishing line next on Western Life Radio. Spring is fast approaching, and Sportsman's Warehouse shares your passion for hiking, fishing, camping, and hunting. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. Sportsman's Warehouse has the latest in fishing to help you catch the big ones as the ice melts, or get above the inversion with new hiking boots. Their experts combined with a terrific selection truly make Sportsman's Warehouse the great indoors for those that love the great outdoors. Utah born and Utah proud, Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside. Be safe this winter driving season. Keep your vehicle's fuel tank over half full in case you get stranded on one of Utah's highways. Check tires for proper inflation and tread, and check windshield wipers and washer fluid levels. These winter safety tips are brought to you by FEMA, the Region 8 Youth Preparedness Council, this station, and Western Life Radio. Change out your fishing line to avoid a missed opportunity. George Summer with the Utah Habitat Council picks up a new spool.
Just enough open water where you can't get out on the ice, but not enough to really effectively fish it. So what I use this time of year where you can't really do much of anything is to get ready for when that open water comes on or when the ice starts to come back at Strawberry, to get all my stuff, my ducks in a row, so that I can go out, go fishing, and not have to worry about any of my equipment. You know, there's two connecting points to a fish from your rod and reel, and that's your line and your hook. So one of the key things is to make sure that line's fresh. If you're a casual angler, you should at least change it once a year. And you don't have to change all of the line. Usually what I do is I'll take half of it off, because you can never cast half of your line, and then re-spool with fresh line. That way, out of a standard filler spool, I can typically fill up my reel three times, my spinning reel. Typically, we have a lot of good places to fish close by, but you want to go out and maximize your fishing time, and you don't want to do it having equipment failures or constantly breaking your line. You know, you hook that fish of a lifetime, and you've got line that's 2 years old on there, and it gets away. You're not a happy camper. So now's a good time to get all that stuff refreshed. For the casual angler, the easiest thing is straight monofilament. It's typically going to be a little limper. It's going to be a little easier, so you're not dealing with tangles or challenges when you go out fishing.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.